to the What Really Happened radio show. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. We're still talking about all the craziness that's going on with the Ukraine. Now, as you're probably aware, the U.S. has been claiming that Russia has massed 100,000 troops on the Ukrainian border. They're ready to invade any second. And it may well be that this was propaganda to support a false flag operation, because don't forget, only yesterday, forces in eastern Ukraine found a man hiding in a building in a Spetsnaz uniform who turned out to be one of the American mercenaries. Now, about a week ago, an NBC reporter and a camera crew drove up the length of the Russia-Ukraine border on the Russian side. Russia said, sure, come on in, take a look around. We got nothing to hide. And they found absolutely nothing. There was no sign of military buildup on the Russian side of the Ukraine border. The people living in the area were going about their lives completely unconcerned. And you know, when there's a troop buildup in your neighborhood, everybody knows about it. And so NATO put out photos earlier this week proving there were Russian troops on the ground on Russia's side of the Ukraine border, which were promptly identified as actually being photos of a Russian military drill back last year. And of course, NATO's out there saying, how dare you not believe us? We wouldn't have lied to you. We're NATO. We don't do that sort of thing. And of course, we now know NATO was involved very much in that false flag sarin gas attack last summer that was blamed on Assad. So yeah, NATO lies. Everybody who's pushing for war lies. All wars are started with lies and deception. Do you think there's ever been a time in history where a world leader got up before his people and said, I feel like invading the next country over. How'd y'all like to come along? Because everybody says, no. It's very hard, poorly paid work. There's a chance I'm going to lose important parts of my body, and it means I have to leave my family and my home for a long period of time. Nobody wants war. Anytime a world leader wants to start a war, they have to trick their own people into it. Whether it's Adolf Hitler staging the phony attack on the radio station in Gleiwitz, Germany, or Israel attacking the USS Liberty and blaming Egypt for it, or the Levant affair, or 9/11. And in my opinion, when a leader lies to their own people to trick them into a war of conquest, that is the highest of high crimes and misdemeanors. And it justifies not only impeachment, but life in prison with hot and cold running water boards. Now, Time magazine is showing an unusual amount of courage here, because they've come out acknowledging that the hired mercenaries operating inside Syria are being witnessed, seen, photographed, firing U.S.-made weapons. And they're saying, you know, this raises some questions about what's going on. Gee, you think? And they're acting like this is a new story, like U.S. weapons flowing to these hired mercenaries. It's been going on for 3 years. Time's a little late getting to the story, but at the same time, we have to applaud they got to the story, finally. Alrighty, over at BenSwan.com, they're mentioning the fact that apparently Lois Lerner's IRS is still busy targeting liberty groups, political dissidents. They're going to go through, and basically the conclusion is, and we already know this, the Attorney General is not going to prosecute Lois Lerner. Because if Lois Lerner were ever actually forced to testify, you know what's going to happen. She's going to pass the buck on up. Remember, White House logs show intense, repeated meetings between Obama and these people at the IRS who were doing this stuff. And using the IRS to target your political enemies is impeachable. It was one of the articles of impeachment against Richard Nixon. Eric Holder earlier this week was out there saying that he has wide latitude in deciding who will be prosecuted and who will not, which is Holder basically admitting that the law of the land is not evenly, equally applied to all, and that is not America. The founding fathers envisioned a nation governed by laws, not by powerful people. And they set it up so the laws applied equally to everybody, from the lowest shoe cobbler in the colonies all the way up to the president himself. And we seem to have lost that fundamental protection, that fundamental wisdom, as it were. Meanwhile, the Palestinian Authority has now signed the Geneva Conventions. And, of course, Israel is very upset about this. And what's going on is the Palestinian Authority understands that Israel will never recognize a Palestinian state. So they're just going to go ahead and act like they're a state. They've gone to the UN, they've applied to join 15 of the committees at the United Nations, now they've signed the Geneva Accords. They're acting like they are a nation state, and Israel is just furious. And as part of their tantrum, what Israel is doing, once again, they've done this before, as you're probably already aware, Israel collects all taxes in Israel and the occupied Palestinian territories, then they are supposed to rebate to the Palestinian Authority a portion of those tax revenues collected. And Israel is now saying, no, you don't get any of that money back. Taxes collected on behalf of the Palestinian Authority are being frozen. So basically, Israel just stole all the tax money from Palestine, saying you don't get any of it until you go back to being part of Israel, part of our occupied territories here. And again, this is not going to help Israel's image around the world. Now, their interesting little story. Down in the University of South Florida, their president, Judy Genschaft, has been very vocally opposed to the boycott, divestment, and sanctions movement. And she has done all that she could within the regulations of the university to try and ban BDS from the campus, to ban Palestinian speakers from the campus, to support Israel in any way that she can. And it turns out she has financial ties to businesses operating in the illegal settlements. Maybe she's got stock in SodaStream or something like that. And it's just another way that Israel is hijacking not just our government, but our educational system. And it's always done with money. Now, there's an article over at newsprocket.com talking about how all of a sudden there's a great deal of secrecy and deception going on here. And they start out talking about how Ibrahim Todashev was gunned down by FBI at the end of a very long interview in his own home. And we know the official report put out by the Florida Medical Examiner pointedly excluded the gunshot to the top of Ibrahim Todashev's head, which we know is there because Todashev's father had a photo of it that has been posted all over the internet. So we already know Florida, Jeb Bush's Florida, keep that in mind. Jeb Bush's Florida is once again lying to cover up for the federal government. This is kind of getting weird. Are we back on the air? We're live. All righty. Well, hamster stumbled in the wire wheel or something. Anyway, getting back to the situation. The FBI agent who shot Ibrahim Todashev in the top of his head to kill him has been cleared of any wrongdoing, and we're not supposed to know what his name is. Government's spying on everything that you do, but, you know, you have no business knowing what's going on with the government. And now, of course, we have this very bizarre situation of a CIA official who supposedly died by throwing himself off a parking structure. They won't mention his name, but they keep repeating over and over that he did not actually die at CIA headquarters. Which, in and of itself, says, yeah, there's something suspicious going on there, because if it's a real suicide, it's irrelevant where he did it. We're going to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Love America. Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue?
Get the newest book, Epigenetics, by Dr. Joel Wallach, author of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, and receive a free membership to purchase all products that Dr. Wallach formulated at wholesale prices. You'll also get a free CD of the most famous health lecture in the world, Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Join the health revolution and learn to deal with health issues with all natural products. You'll receive all this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call Marge at 888-311-4311 or Char at 800-969-9272. If you don't reach someone, just leave your name and phone number and your call will be returned. Again, you'll receive Dr. Wallach's book, Epigenetics, a free membership to enjoy wholesale prices on all of Dr. Wallach's products, and the CD, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, all for just $25 plus shipping and handling. Call Marge right now at 888-311-4311 or Char at 800-969-9272. Call now.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And we're talking here about, we were talking about the murder of the witness, Ibrahim Todashev, by the FBI in Florida, for which the FBI has been given a clean bill of health, and we're not supposed to know who pulled the trigger. Just don't ask those embarrassing questions. Just believe the official story. Well, there's another complication because, as you know, the surviving Sarnia brother has a defense team of lawyers trying to argue that he was not involved. And it should be easy to prove because, remember, the photos of the Tsarnaev brothers at the scene that are being held aloft as proof that they are the bad guys show them wearing gray backpacks. And the photo of the remains of the pressure cooker bomb clearly shows a black backpack with a rather unique white patch on it that matches exactly the backpacks being seen by some of those security people who were also caught on the cameras at the Boston Marathon. Apparently, though, the government is refusing to give the Tsarnaev defense team any photos, any autopsy photos for the victims who supposedly died. And the excuse being given is, oh, that would just re-victimize the families, the families of the victims. And no, discovery says if the defense team asks for it, you must turn it over. That's the rules. But of course, we know this government doesn't believe in the rules. Rules, those are for the serfs and slaves. We don't follow the rules. We have the rings of power. Now then, turning over to Malaysian Airlines Flight 370. We've been hearing over the last couple of weeks about, oh, we heard a ping, we heard this, we heard that, and it's not the right frequency, but we're convinced it's there, and it's been bouncing all over the Indian Ocean. And a few days ago, I speculated that because Cetaceans use echolocation that operates in those same frequencies, that they might be chasing Flipper. And apparently I'm not the only person who was thinking about this, because the German media, they're talking about this Olaf Bobel, who's head of the ocean acoustics at the Alfred Wegener Institute, who has looked at this data and says that it looks to him like they're following beaked whales, which are sort of halfway between a dolphin and a whale. Now, there was a very interesting article over in Press TV, and it was an interview with Dr. Kevin Barrett, in which he's putting forth or reinforcing the idea that Flight 370 was supposed to be a 9/11-style false flag and something went horribly wrong, or possibly they called it off in their awareness that we're expecting a false flag. We, the people of planet Earth, not just the United States, planet Earth, are expecting the U.S. government to try another dumb stunt to revive the war agenda. They may have called it off. So that idea is getting out there. It's going viral. It's getting traction. We know this government lies to start wars. We know this government plays dirty tricks on the American people to keep them under control. These are not honorable people in government, which makes sense because it is the curse of political power that it attracts the very sort of human beings who should not be allowed to have it. Which brings us back to the Internal Revenue Service and its targeting of patriot groups and dissidents and conservative groups for harassment. Now, as you know, in this ongoing battle over Lois Lerner in the House committee, the chairman of that committee, Daryl Issa, is having his hands full by Representative Elijah Cummings. He's a Democrat from Maryland who's out there screaming McCarthyism and just screaming anything to try and derail the hearings and to protect Lois Lerner and the Internal Revenue Service. And apparently, House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi was the one who put him on that committee. So Pelosi is very much involved in this IRS stonewalling that's going on right now. Now, interestingly enough, over at MSNBC, one of their prostitutes, Alex Wagner, was on the air, and I'm not making this up. There's a video and everything. Okay? Alex Wagner is out there saying that the IRS is itself the real victim. Those poor people at the IRS, I mean, having to deal with all this thing, it was right for them to go out and harass the president's enemies. I mean, all the presidents do it. Nixon did it. And so MSNBC is apparently taking the editorial position that it's okay for the IRS to persecute political dissidents, and the IRS itself, which is unconstitutional, illegal, and abusive, and is the biggest source of terror to the American people, they're the victims. I think it's time to drug test everybody over at MSNBC after that one. And I'm not surprised that their ratings are doing so badly with commentary like that. Now, as you know, yesterday, Health and Human Secretary Sebelius stepped down, fell on her sword, is basically taking the entire blame for all the problems with Obamacare, and I'm sure that she's been given a very generous retirement package for falling on her sword. And Sylvia Matthews-Burwell, Obama's budget director, has been named the new head of Health and Human Services to try and clean up the mess here. And this is all election year politics, because now, from now until November, it's all going to be, Obamacare is perfect, the little problems, that was Sebelius, and she's gone now, and there's a new person there, and you shouldn't criticize the new person because she hasn't been there long enough. Now, remember when that horrible, horrible website went online, it came out that contrary to Obama's protestations on TV about he only first heard of the problems in the corporate media, same as anybody else, even though it's his job to know ahead of time what's going on in his own government, it turned out that the people writing the website had informed Sebelius that it was not ready for launch. Sebelius had informed the White House it was not ready for launch. And Obama said, no, this must launch on this day because I said it was going to launch on this day. And that led to this disaster. So Obama is already throwing his underlings, his most loyal supporters, he's throwing them under the bus. Now, according to a new RAND study, and this was reported on Fox News, Obamacare did not achieve the president's goal of 7 million insured Americans on March 31st. We know that a lot of those signups never paid their premiums. We know a lot of those signups got completely lost in the computers. As near as RAND can tell, only 3.9 million Americans actually succeeded in obtaining health insurance coverage through Obamacare, not 7 million. Remember when Obama got up there and did his victory lap? We got 7.1 million. How amazing! The final signups were just almost exactly what I predicted they would be. All right, we got a phone call here. We're going to take Nancy in California. Aloha, Nancy. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi. You know, I wouldn't give them any credit anyway. They're forcing people to sign up.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. When you sick the IRS on them and say, you will sign up for this, and then they say, oh, we got 7 million. Out of 330 million Americans, they only got 3.9. That's 1%, just barely 1%.
I was going to comment really fast on the man who brought up the Mossad slogan of, by deception we make war. And you said that we do it too, but then if you think about what Patrick Buchanan said, that Washington, D.C. is Israeli-occupied territory, then it's really them doing that under our name and under our banner, which gives them somewhat of a cover.
Well, really, I have to agree with Patrick Buchanan on that one. There's a very disproportionate representation of pro-Israel people in our government, and we have been suffering the circumstances for it. But again, I sort of view what's going on at the Bundy Ranch as federal government overreach. There are a lot of players in there. Not all of them are Israel firsters, but they are all united in their money junkie addiction to your wealth.
Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military.
It seems that everywhere you turn to these days, people are talking about the health benefits of silver. But don't be fooled into believing all silver is the same. Only one silver solution has been clinically shown to be hundreds of times stronger than colloidal or ionic silver. That's supernatural silver. It can be used internally as a powerful immune system enhancer to fight off bacteria and viruses. Supernatural silver can be used topically to treat any type of wound or skin issue. It's even gentle enough to be used on the ears, eyes, and sinuses. And unlike harsh drugs and antibiotics, supernatural silver has no side effects. Available as a liquid or a gel that you can use every day to stay healthy and well. To experience outstanding customer service and to place your order, visit supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver, only at SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Want something different from your detox? Then you want Hemp USA's Microplant Powder for a full body detox. With 7 formulations and 8 different sizes, you will feel and see the difference. And the best part? It's only about $10 a month. Our customers love it, and we ship worldwide. Get the detox difference. Get Microplant Powder from HempUSA.org. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at HempUSA.org.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The 3-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available. Or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day. $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, DO, and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Oh, your stash. With handcuffs and guns, I bet they're having fun when they take away your cash. They're on the rise, this oversized gang of pirates on the seas. And don't you get booked by...
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we're getting some interesting developments on earlier stories. It now appears the European Union has basically conceded that Russia does have a legitimate gripe, that the Ukraine is seriously arrears on their natural gas payments, and rather than risk the shutoff of natural gas to Ukraine, which would also impact Europe, the European Union is now going to pay the Ukraine's outstanding gas bill. So this is already turning out to be a major financial disaster for Europe, who went into this overthrow of the Ukrainian government with the expectation that it was going to bring new wealth in to try and prop up that Ponzi scheme, European Central Bank. They didn't think it all the way through. They're just out there saying, well, we need to conquer this, and we need to conquer this, and we need regime change here, and we need, and, you know, like they're playing risk for real on the planet. And like Obamacare, it sounded good in the political pitch, but it wasn't thought all the way through, and it's turning into an epic, epic disaster. Now, we're getting more information about what's really going on up there at the Bundy Ranch in Nevada. Remember I mentioned earlier that the Federal Highway Commission has just authorized a new exit off the highway right near the Bundy Ranch. And I pointed out that anytime they start putting in new exits off the interstates, they're expecting development. And it turns out there is actually an effort to develop that area, primarily funded and run by a guy by the name of Harvey Whittemore. Now, Harvey Whittemore is really good friends with Harry Reid. In fact, Whittemore was convicted of illegal campaign donations to Senator Reid's campaign. Now, the new head of the Bureau of Land Management is Harry Reid's former senior advisor. And apparently, Harry Reid persuaded the Bureau of Land Management to literally change the boundaries of that endangered tortoise's habitat to accommodate the development project of Harvey Whittemore. This is what's really going on. It's all greed and money junkie behavior. And remember, all this talk about the tortoise is nonsense because the Bureau of Land Management's own conservation center, because of budgetary cuts, is killing those tortoises. They're thinning them out. There are too many of them. They're not endangered. They're all over the place. So they're over there trying to steal Bundy's cattle and his land, supposedly to protect this poor tortoise. At the same time, they're killing those tortoises themselves. And now we see the money connection behind it. It's going on over there. Alrighty. Now, getting over to NSA spying, which is annoying everybody and is a major part of the high-tech stock downturn here in the United States. As you know, other countries are setting up their own internets for domestic use, not going through U.S.-based servers, cloud servers, or the rest of it, because they don't want to be spied on anymore. Can hardly fault them from that, or fault them for that. The United States' official position is that any countries taking actions to protect their law-abiding citizens from the NSA are in violation of trade laws. Now, that is a bit of a reach. Those trade laws don't say anything at all about allowing the other party to come on in and spy on your people for business secrets that can be used to game that trade to their advantage. And these countries aren't going to listen to this thing. They're going to say, all right, it violates trade laws. We don't want to trade with the United States anymore. You make cruddy products. We don't want your GMO agriculture, and we don't want to use your dollar. So you can take your trade laws and you can shove them. Now, there's a very bizarre story. This was reported over in Mansfield News Journal. A Clear Fork High School senior was suspended from his high school soccer team because while at home on his own computer, he retweeted a post from somebody favoring decriminalization of marijuana. Really? How did the school find out what this kid is retweeting in his own home? And why did they tell the school district? I mean, I understand when you are in school, you are subject to the rules and authority of the school administrators, but this kid was in his home. And they kicked him off the soccer team, and he's suing the school district, and I hope he wins. But the message here is that, yes, the NSA is spying on absolutely everything you do online. And when they find something like, oh my goodness, he retweeted a pro-marijuana tweet, they're going to rat you out. This is another example of government overreach. I understand when your kids are in school, they gotta obey the school rules, dress code, behavior, and all the rest of it. But when those kids are at home, they are protected by the Fourth Amendment, same as you and I. Nobody has a right to be looking at this kid's tweets unless there is an actual suspicion of a crime, backed up by oath or affirmation. And it proves that when the NSA finds something like that in your communications, they will not hesitate to use it to cause trouble for you. Now let's get on over to the CIA's torture scandal, which is getting really, really ugly. Even with the fact that the White House allowed the CIA to edit the publicly available Senate summary of the CIA's torture scandal. There's still a lot of bad stuff coming on out here. Basically, what the Senate concluded is the CIA's legal justification for the use of torture was based on faulty legal reasoning, which we knew all along. When all those people coming out there saying, well, torture's legal under this. No, there's no constitutional basis for it. And even worse, this report is acknowledging the CIA used interrogation methods not approved by its own headquarters or the U.S. Justice Department, meaning this is confirmation. Worse things were done to these people than just waterboarding. Remember what Binyam Mohammed had done to him. razor blades applied to very delicate areas of his body. And this report also goes on to report and admit that basically the CIA impeded White House oversight and actively evaded congressional oversight and even hid things from their own CIA Inspector General, which means they knew they were committing war crimes. Now, there's another report. This came out here in the Telegraph. As you're probably already aware, there's a big scandal over there because all during this whole torture situation, Tony Blair was out there saying, I had no idea. It's a horrible, terrible thing. I had no idea. And documents surfaced showing that not only did Tony Blair and his administration know what was going on, they approved of it, they did nothing to interfere with it, they wanted full details provided all the time. They wanted videotapes of these guys screaming, gals, some, they tortured some women too. I guess they're whacking off to them late at night here. And it turns out that there is another one of the CIA's torture centers down on Diego Garcia, which is under British administration, has been there all along with the full permission of the British government. And what this latest revelation, both from the Senate report and the admission of a torture center in Diego Garcia, tells us is we still do not know the true scale and severity of the U.S. government's use of torture. We do know some of these people were tortured to death to find Saddam's nuclear weapons, which turned out not to exist, for all you Kafka fans out there. Now, the Department of Justice, in an effort to sort of pull the heat off of the CIA, has decided they're finally going to look into the numerous multiple allegations of police abuse by the police in Albuquerque. And they've come out with their report about all the Albuquerque police shootings, including that homeless man that kicked this issue into the forefront of the independent media. And the Department of Justice basically concluded the Albuquerque police were engaging in a deliberate pattern of excessive force. Doesn't mean anything will be done about it, but they're acknowledging that, yeah, the police are out there doing bad things here. We have a couple of horror stories about more police abuse that we're going to... I can get through one, and then we'll bring the rest in after the break here. Remember we talked about how the police kicked down the door of this woman who had bought some gardening supplies, and then they went through her trash and they found some old tea that they thought might be marijuana, and they kicked down her door. She's growing tomatoes. That's all they found. She's growing tomatoes, and they kicked down the door. Talk about government and police overreach. We're going to take a break for commercials, back with more of these horror stories after these words from our sponsors.
You have friends, family, co-workers that have lost their health insurance. For treatment and surgery at fractions of U.S. prices, consider AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com.
First Amendment privacy is rare. Kryptonite.com has data encryption software for your protection. Kryptonite.com keeps information safe from NSA spying, cloud data mining, identity theft, and corporate espionage with encryption protection giving you 100% privacy in conversations, data storage, and transmission. Keeping your free speech safe from data theft with the best encryption software on the market for easy-to-use, low-cost data security. Kryptonite.com, CryptoNyte.com.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, StemCellMD.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendovite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendovite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendovite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Come to Finca Baiano, a small community in Panama, which is being established for people who believe that a future crisis may be difficult to survive in North America after a collapse of the system. Go to bugoutpanama.com for more information. There is limited space for 100 people only. Go to bugoutpanama.com to immigrate as long as you can. Prepare. Don't despair at bugoutpanama.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we're talking about just how over the top the police have been. We were, just before the break, we're talking about that situation where the police kicked in the door of a home because the woman had been buying indoor gardening supplies, which again, when you use your credit card or you're using the store discount card, they're taking that information, running it through the computers, and giving it to the police. Total surveillance. And it turned out she was growing tomatoes. Because she doesn't want to buy those GMO tomatoes that they're starting to bring online at the supermarkets. And they kicked in her door for that. Now, out in Hollywood, there has been a horrible, horrible tragedy. There was a hostage situation involving a stabbing, another mass stabbing, 15-day waiting period for knives and the rest of it. And apparently, there was a producer from the Tosh.0 TV show, John Winkler, and he had gone into his neighbor's apartment on Palm Avenue in West Hollywood, where there was a man holding people hostage, and he went in there to try and talk him down. Now, Winkler got one of the hostages who'd already been stabbed out, wanted to take him to the doctor, ran out of the front of the building with this injured victim, and was promptly shot by the Los Angeles Police Department. And the LAPD's comment is, yes, it's a tragedy. We're really sorry. He did not have a weapon. He did not move in any way to threaten the police officer. He was basically helping this guy who was already stabbed and bleeding, and they were simply running toward the deputies. And the deputies just pulled their guns and they shot this guy. Another story, this is over at newsforge.com. This is out of Houston, Texas. Apparently this lady and her fiancé went into this Y Beauty Supply in southeast Houston. And as they walked out, they were grabbed on suspicion of shoplifting a $3 pair of earrings, and they were strip searched. Now, this is going to basically create a very bad public relations problem for that store. If I'd been the manager of the store, you know, it was $3 pair of earrings. It's just not worth it. If I lived in Houston, I would not set foot in that store. Absolutely not. Now, here is another story. And this is pretty ugly. Apparently, this family outside this museum, this was reported in 12160. And this family was on spring break vacation. A grandmother, her kids, the mother. And they were just touring around on a minivan. And they stopped at this aviation museum because the kids wanted to look at the Wright Brothers airplane, which is on display there. And while they were there and stretching their legs before they started on their trip again, the kids were kids, little tiny kids, young children, walking around the parking lot looking at the out-of-state license plates. Which, I don't, if you've ever done a cross-country trip by car, that's something kids love to do, is look at license plates from other states. And the police show up, and as this family is driving out of the parking lot, the police pull the guns. Aim the guns at this grandmother, mother, and the kids, take them out of the car and say they're accused of burglarizing cars in the parking lot. Which they weren't. Then they go on to say that according to their computers, the license plate on their minivan is stolen, and therefore they're under suspicion for stealing their own minivan. Now, of course, they have all the paperwork in the glove box to say this is really our car. It turns out the computer had an error in it that misidentified their license plate as being stolen. They weren't burglarizing the cars. Now, I think the police might have pulled them over and politely asked, can you document you own this car? In the realization that their computer system might be no more reliable than healthcare.gov. But apparently the training is now pull your guns, terrorize them, throw them on the ground, and then find out what's going on. Shoot first and ask later. I remember back when I was working on the TV series Lost, and we were going to shoot a scene up on the top level of the parking structure at the Dole Cannery. We were going to use it to supposedly be the parking lot for the Los Angeles Police Department. And I went up there with a digital camera to shoot some background plates that would be used in the composites for the show. And the next thing I know, I got security all around me. Why are you taking pictures from up here? So I'm taking pictures of the hills for a background plate. And they held me until somebody from the Department of Homeland Security called the production office to verify that, yes, I was a visual effects supervisor. And this is just completely out of control. It's completely out of control. And you know how many real terrorists they've caught with all of this nonsense? None. It's all about keeping you scared and trembling at the sight of a uniform and a badge, which is certainly not my reaction. I get ticked off royally by all this stuff here. Apparently, the United States is now moving to restrict travelers taking international flights. You normally, when you come in through passport control, when you arrive at a country, they'll check your passport. And now the United States wants to check your passport before you leave the United States, run you through the computers, make sure that you don't owe too much money or that you have too much money. Your papers, please. You're not allowed to cross the border until the papers are in order, yeah? We're bringing the Fourth Reich here to the United States of Nazism. Just amazing stuff. Getting back to the economy, or getting over to the economy, we're looking here at the American stock market. Normally, the tradition is to have a massage of the American stock markets so they can end the Friday with a happy ending. And it's definitely not working. The markets are just about to close in a few minutes, and they're all down across the board. It's not looking very good. And after yesterday's drop, it sort of went around the world. The Asian markets were down, Europe markets were down. And that's the downside of globalism. When it goes bad someplace, it goes bad everywhere. And there are two factors at work here in the United States of America. First of all, we know the Federal Reserve seems very committed to the idea of no longer printing $100+ billion out of thin air every month to shower all over Wall Street, because it's devaluing the dollar, and it is provably not improving the U.S. economy, because those Wall Street firms are just taking the money and they're putting it in their own pocket. They're not loaning it to the American people. In fact, they're using that instantly created out of thin air money to buy more of the country's real hard assets for themselves. And they've become addicted to that new influx of money. And when that gets turned off, everybody's going to panic, because they understand the stock market is not going to sustain its heights on private small investors, because most of the private small investors have already left. 70% of the volume you see on that stock market is from those high-frequency computer traders. It's all an illusion being waved around to make you think the economy is doing great, because the Dow is up above 16,000, which, when you adjust for inflation, is the continuation of a decades-long decline. The numbers may look bigger, but the value behind those numbers is dwindling. Now, the second problem has to do with the earnings reports from American manufacturing and agricultural companies, which are abysmal, because nobody wants to buy our products anymore, and the embarrassment with General Motors isn't going to help it. The embarrassment with Ford is not going to help. American products have lost their reputation for being quality, durable, dependable, reliable products. They're hideously expensive, like America's weapons, and of very poor quality, like America's weapons. And nobody wants to buy them anymore. And this disastrous experiment with GMO has absolutely destroyed America's agricultural exports. China has quit even trying to buy anything more from the United States. They've had multiple corn shipments in a row that the U.S. government assured them were GMO-free. China, of course, not trusting anything the U.S. government says, wisely and prudently, tested the corn, found it GMO, rejected the shipment, sent it back to the United States of America. They're now buying their corn from Brazil. We're going to take a break for our top of the hour blurb, and we'll be right back with hour number three.